This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Charles Barkley might have called us stupid. Not you and I, Cavs. Sorry. Charles Barkley might have called us stupid last night.
He probably called you stupid.
That coming up. Well, I mean, he wouldn't be the first, and he certainly won't be the last. Danny Green going to join us here in 22 minutes, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Also, folks, a chance to see one of these four Blossom shows. Four. There's four of them. The Outlaw Music Festival, June 21st. Pantera, July 23rd. Styx, August 20th, and the Black Keys. Who you're hearing right now, August 22nd. Tickets available at LiveNation.com. That's LiveNation.com. It's part of the Minutemen Workforce Solutions Concert Series. End of the word lonely. L-O-N-E-L-Y. By the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. Lonely. As in lonely boy. Your chance to win and go see one of those four great concerts. So again, Danny Green coming up 922. 216-474-0092. All right. We still got a chance in the series? Do we still have a chance in this? Around the room. Let's go. Turn your mics on.
Yes,
I know we're all mad and angry.
Yes, they have a chance to win the series. It is not over. However,
how bleak is it, though?
It's bleak.
Yeah, there's the however.
It's bleak because if it's a high ankle sprain by Evan Mobley, and this is just how you have to play the rest of the series and trot out Darius Garland just to see, and he's feeling so much heat right now. He's clearly getting the heat. And he clearly wants to play. I do not buy that he just doesn't want to play in a playoff game. I don't know why people think... You know, we just casually throw around the term soft with athletes all the time. I've done it. I've been just as guilty. But today, because they're down 2-0, you're getting more of that than if they'd be up 2-0. No, people would be saying Cavs are smart. Cavs are smart. Well, they're not. They're not up 2-0. They're down 2-0. And so he's being called every name in the book because he's not out there, and people are saying it's a pain tolerance issue and it's a toe.
Well, there's no people saying it. Jason just wrote it. And I think a lot of people were assuming it's just pain tolerance. When Jason writes it, that's everything they need. That is everything they need. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people who have not liked Darius Garland from the moment they drafted him. They were Sexton fans, didn't want Darius Garland here with him, didn't want him sharing the ball with him, wanted
Sexton
Darius gone.
Fans.
We were hosting the same
My
shows.
God, still?
I don't know if it's still, but they were. And they've always had a question about Darius. And so we've gone through this whole rigmarole with him, and now that he's out, and you put pain tolerance in an article from somebody we trust, okay, good luck. They ain't going to sit well with this fan base. Pain tolerance? They don't want to hear pain tolerance, not with championships on the line. 216-474-0092. I mean, I don't mean to cut you off like that, but when he says something like that, or when you tell me something like that, like now it's like, Kenny, stop being so soft on these guys. Stop being soft on soft players.
Now, let me ask you this.
That's what we're going to hear.
What if you, let me reframe it. What if Darius Garland is not playing because he thinks he might be a liability to the team if he plays? Does that still make him soft? Or is the assumption that he, like...
Can he be any more liability than 1-for-14?
Well, if you can't run up and down the floor.
You can't run up and
then
down
yes,
the floor.
Yes, you would be a bigger liability. If you can't get back.
For 1-for-14?
Against the Pacers who sprint down the floor after every basket. If you can't.
More of a liability.
Is that
than
his decision to make if he's a liability or is that the coaching staff?
Well, then Kenny needs to come out and slap the table and say, it's my call. He wants to be out there. I don't think. And maybe he did say it. I just didn't hear it. Did he say it?
I haven't seen
it. Did he say it? Mitch, you've been all over the audio. Did he say it? Did anybody say it? Did Kenny say it? If Kenny said it, then fine. But you got to slap the table and tell everybody it was your call then. Or he's got to tell everybody he wants to be out there. But if he can't go, he can't go. I want to understand him better. But when you're telling me, well, you know, he can't run with him, I get that. But when a fan sees Ty Jerome going 1-for-14 and Isaac Okoro flailing away at God knows what, he just looks like a kid doing a windmill running through, people aren't going to understand that, and they're not going to care. This is the guy who's the max player. This is the guy who's supposed to be part of the core four. I didn't say pain tolerance. I didn't know. I went to somebody who's in the know. His name's Jason Lloyd, and it's out there for everybody to read. He wrote pain tolerance. Okay, good luck in our mentions for the rest of the summer. They lose this series, especially, oh, if they get swept, oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is not good. This is not good personally, professionally, anything for me. I hate this. I hate this moment. I hate that we're doing this. I cannot stand it. Now, I'm starting to foam at the mouth all over again. I told you before.
But you asked me a question. I can't say the series is over because I know that they can win.
Well, hell, it's not over. They can win games.
Do we all think they can win game three? Yes or no?
Yeah, they should have won game two.
Okay. We all think they can win game three. Hell, even with the shooting disparities and the all-time shooting variance from three in game one, that game was close with 4 minutes left, with 5 minutes left. Okay?
Yeah.
So with all of that said, if you just win game three and go on the road, it's a series. Now it's a real series because you've been able to hang with them. It's not like there's some insurmountable team that you have no chance and you don't even belong on the floor with. I mean, we were without three guys last night. We had a 20-point lead, and we were winning almost wire to wire until the final 45 seconds.
Today's Wednesday. So I'll feel a little bit better, more optimistic tomorrow. And I'll try to feel more optimistic on Friday, but then we'll get injury reports during the day, so I don't know how optimistic I'm going to be. So I'm going to try to be more optimistic tomorrow about it. Right. So I'll start to talk myself into it. But, man, for a lot of people, you saw Donovan Mitchell spent so much time whacking the floor because he had to go to the rack all the time. You saw them all gassed. They were all gassed. So, you know, the in-season conditioning is going to be a conversation because there were a bunch of games where, no, I couldn't condone putting Donovan Mitchell still out there when you're up by 25 in the middle of February against also-rans and slappies. So if I wasn't calling for Donovan Mitchell then, how could I be all upset about it now? So I can't go against my own thoughts. Fans can do it all they want. I can't. I said that they needed to be out. I didn't want to have Donovan Mitchell running up and down the floor, so now I guess I reap what I sow in this. But this is it. This is where it's at. I think for a lot of fans, it's like, man, you guys left this all out on the floor. Then you guys still freaked out in the fourth quarter. You still lost this game. How are you supposed to turn around 3 days later and win that one when you probably still are going to have the same guys out? Like, I do not believe Evan Mobley is going to play again in this series. I think he's done.
Force you to think about that stuff.
And Darius Garland, okay, well, it was pain tolerance for game two. You came out there, you told Jared Greenberg during game one that you're going to play in game two. You didn't play in game two. So can I say that I'm going to believe it when I see it for game three? Friday night? Anybody penciling in Darius Garland? Anybody penciling him in? No. DeAndre Hunter, I have no idea. So if I don't have at least Darius Garland and or DeAndre Hunter, I don't believe we're going to have Evan Mobley. This is my thought. I have no idea, but watching him on the bench, you go, that ain't a guy who's going to be playing anytime soon. So if I got two of those guys, then yeah, I'm going to give myself a chance. If I have neither of those guys, I think a lot of fans are going to be feeling the same way. Yes, they can win the game on Friday. Yeah, yes, they can jump back into this series.
Okay, that's the whole point. There's a difference between...
Damn, what an emotional letdown.
There is a difference between, you know, thinking you got no shot and saying, yeah, you win one game, maybe it changes things. Like, I don't know, does anybody think the Pacers are that good that you can't hang with them? Clearly you can hang with them shorthanded. You just did. And also the Pacers against Milwaukee shorthanded. Two of those games were right down to the wire, and one, they needed an epic come-from-behind win. So that's why I'm not saying, yes, the series is over. Put up the white flag. Don't even try to come back and play in the series.
I know they looked gassed out, but physically they could hang with the Pacers. Mentally, I don't know if they can. They got to go get, what, four or five now?
You know, that's going to be some people are watching.
I got something for you here from Charles Barkley. I want you to hear.
Okay, let's hear it from Charles.
When you blow games, you have to help the other team win. We saw it last night with the Celtics. The Pacers made some great plays, but the mental mistakes. We always talk about you should never score on an out-of-bounds play. And people say, why you say that? I says, you got five guys guarding four, fool. If four guys score on five, your team sucks. And the thing that bothers me about that, it wasn't even the big guys in the paint on those two offensive rebounds on the free throws. Those guys came from way outside, one from the free throw line,
yeah,
one from half court.
The Neesmith
come on, man.
And then the turnover by Strus on the pass on
but
the inbounds.
But the two offensive, like, obviously the one was the dunk, but and the one that gave him the game winning play, that should never happen.
Audio courtesy of TNT. So, you know, that's what people are going to watch. If they go down in the dumps and they get swept some way, somehow, you think that I was making a big deal about the guys on the bench earlier? It will pale in comparison. That will be a fart in the wind compared to what people are going to be saying, because then they're going to want changes. And they're going to want guys changed just because they're going to be calling them soft. They're going to be saying that they're not ready for this moment. 64 wins means nothing. And they're going to be wanting to trade everybody for every name that we've ever thought of. You're tired of Kevin Durant radio? Get ready for it. You're tired of hearing about James Harden? Get ready for that, even though that'd be a terrible idea. Get ready for Joel Embiid and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Get ready for LeBron. It's all going to be there. It's all going to be there. So, yeah, like, it's obviously a must-win. It's a must-win for our sanity. Like, I got no bones about it. If you're injured, and I know Kristaps Porzingis is sick, who else is injured that you said right off the
bat? Jaylen Brown.
Okay,
yeah.
You got two guys that are in. You got one guy sick, one guy injured right now for the Celtics. Hey, I can call it what it is. We would go into the Celtics series as an underdog, especially with guys hurt. Hey, I can accept that. That's the way it goes. You lose in the second round again? After this, no. Nope. People are going to be worked up. Michael in Cleveland. Yellow.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful, Michael. You can tell.
I just want to instill some confidence in us Cavs fans, man. I don't think that it's time to hit the panic button on the series. I think we still have the pieces to solve this puzzle.
Okay.
And after, I think, these two off days, I think I wouldn't be surprised if we win by 30. But that's the hope anyway. I mean, I thought the injuries was more of a precautionary measure. I thought we underestimated and overlooked Indiana. It's going to be hard, but I believe, man, I think we got this, man. I think we got it.
Well, did you think it was a precautionary measure in game two?
I think for sure, yeah. I thought in game two, I think, like, let's rest them just in case to avoid further injury. And then I think we had a good, like, lead. And I think that, you know, Mobley don't look that good. I think Garland's. I think he'll be back.
Michael, I love your soul, and thank you very much. But you can't rest guys for precautionary measures for the future when you don't know there's going to be a future. You had to split that series. You've put yourself in a big hole now, down 0-2. You've given up complete home court advantage here. So you have given it all up here. So Friday becomes the pivotal game for the season. I think yesterday was honestly in a lot of ways a pivotal game for the season, because I don't know how they're going to come out on Friday. But Friday, yeah, you've definitely put yourself in that hole. So there's no point. If there was anything precautionary, then we got the wrong people in charge. Then we really are pussyfooting around this situation, and we need to put some different people in there. Because if this is some sort of edict like, oh, we got to be careful, what are you being careful for? This is what this was all for.
But that's why it's hard for people to believe that, at least from my point of view, that guys would just sit out a game that you absolutely need. Like, it made sense for Garland to sit the last two games of the Miami series. It made sense for him, possibly, if it was lingering, to sit out the first game of this series. But once you're down a game and you've lost home court advantage, mm-hmm. spoiling everything you've worked for the
exactly.
entire season,
exactly.
then it's just tough for me in these situations to say a guy just doesn't want to play. I mean, it just makes no sense. Why wouldn't Darius has had to get over the playoff bugaboos. Like, he knows. That's one of the big criticisms levied at him is you've never been good in the playoffs. You've never been good against the Boston Celtics. So now he has a chance to come in and save the day, and he's like, nah, I don't want to play. Like, what sense does that make?
I don't think Donovan needs to make any adjustments, does he? You know what? Let's ask a guy who's an expert. Unless you had something to say, you are an expert. You're a basketball guy.
No, I want to defer to somebody who's played the game at a high level for a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Green, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family. On the road, we put your safety first and everything else second. Danny, thanks for joining us. Does Donovan need to make any adjustments after last night for game three?
Not many. He played well. He just ran out of gas. He got tired. And the biggest thing was, you got to box out. You know, the free throw box outs were the biggest thing. So that's what really hurt them. A couple turnovers. But, yeah, they played great, man, considering the fact that they had guys out and down. But that was not a game you can let slip away.
So one of the weird questions with this Cavs team all year, it was almost to perfection what the coach of the year, Kenny Atkinson, was able to do, managing minutes, making sure that the wear and tear wouldn't be there for guys like Donovan Mitchell that was there in the past. And yet here we are. Donovan has to do anything. We understand it wasn't necessarily by design, but because of the injuries. But yet, what do you have, 36 minutes yesterday, and he was exhausted again. While you see Jalen Brunson's playing 51 minutes. I went back and looked. He's been compared to Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade routinely played 40-plus minutes in playoff games. What is it? Because Donovan looks like a specimen. He, on one foot, can score 50 points. He did it last year. He almost did it last night. But yet, Kenny can't have him out there any more than those minutes.
Yeah, I mean, he's exerting a lot of energy, a lot more energy. I mean, those guys might be playing more minutes, but they had help to where they didn't have to bring the ball up, defend. They're putting Don in every action, and then he has to bring the ball up, and he has to score. It's a lot of energy to do all that. And you could tell toward the end he didn't even want to go get the ball to bring it up because he's just so tired. D-Wade is not doing all those things. Jalen Brunson is doing some of those things, but he has help. He can defer to guys. He can have OG will take a play. Mikal Bridges, you know, Cat, they can have guys that can attack. There's not many other guys on that system or in that team that can attack the way Don can or the way Darius or Evan, DeAndre Hunter. He had Ty Jerome. Ty Jerome could have did a little bit more to help him with staying fresh, but there was less help with those three injuries.
All right, Danny Green with us right now on the hotline. Obviously, a lot of situational basketball stuff happened in the final 2 minutes that I don't think any of us in attendance or watching around the world thought we would even need to worry about because we were in command of that game. But second time the Pacers have been able to do this. So what did you see at the end? Obviously, Cavs had no timeouts in the final 27 seconds, and they couldn't get the ball past half court. How do you combat that? How do you make sure that never happens again?
Well, they got a rebound. They got too many second chance points. The turnovers were tough. You got to find a way to get the ball in. I don't know if this was true or not, but when I saw the turnover that he threw away at inbounds, I felt like the clock started a little bit later than normal. But yes, the turnovers, you got to find a way to take care of the ball and not have silly turnovers. You got to make some free throws. And the biggest thing that I saw is that you got to box out. They got second and third opportunities, put back dunks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Put back dunks for and ones or even free throws. So they got, you know, Tyrese Haliburton is the one that missed the free throw. He got his own rebound. Yeah, that's unacceptable. Get his own rebound, get the ball, bring it back out, knock down a three. These are small, simple things that you can kind of fix and give yourself a chance. Obviously, make it a lot easier if you have some healthier bodies, but you might not. So you got to make sure you're perfect in those other aspects, those other areas.
I want to ask you an overly simplistic question on purpose. The situation you described just a moment ago, can I say that it was guys kind of afraid to make a play because of the situation that they were in? They were up 20. They're trying to stave off a team that it's in a game. They kind of feeling they weren't going to get with the guys who were injured. Does it feel like that?
Maybe. I think they're playing too much keep away instead of staying aggressive. They were up 20 and they kind of just were trying to play it safe. I don't know. I think it was a number of things. I think they were scared to make a play. I think they're all kind of gassed, man. They said they're long bodies. A lot of guys played more minutes than they normally would play. And mostly Don was fatigued. But you got Isaac Okoro trying to bring the ball up. He's not a point guard. You know, you got other guys trying to bring the ball up. Max Strus, he's not a point guard. You know, guys are playing out of position because they have so many guys down. So they're fatigued more so than anything.
All right, this is a tough one for media and fans to ever weigh in on. But we've got a slew of our fans that are just wondering why Darius Garland with a toe situation is not out there, and it didn't help the fact that we had our other guys like Evan Mobley might be a high ankle sprain, you understand that, and a dislocated thumb for DeAndre Hunter. So I'm not in the business of saying when guys should or shouldn't play with injuries because I don't know, but a lot of people feel very comfortable labeling the Cavs as soft or fragile for not being available. How does a player like you respond to stuff like that?
That's silly, because the playoffs, to take a play, they would play. And they've been able to play all year. They've been one of the most healthier teams, why they've been winning. And they've also been able to win without those guys, which they've proven and shown. Last night, they were very capable. They just let it slip away. We don't know the severity of the toe, but if anybody has a toe injury or have had one before, you know how serious it is if it's bad. Or a turf toe, you know, like, it's hard to run. It's hard to jump. It's hard to stop and go. So if he could play, I'm sure he would play. So it's got to be a serious thing, or more serious than what they let it out to be the first time, and trying to let it heal. So, and you see, the playoffs is about not only, you know, playing well and getting lucky, but being healthy. You know, Golden State is in trouble right now. Steph Curry has a hamstring strain, and that usually takes at least a week, 2 weeks for at the very least, in a 37-year-old, it doesn't heal this fast. So sometimes injuries happen. We've seen it last year with the Knicks. That's why Indiana advanced. They were one of the most healthier teams in the East last year, and that's why they advanced. And right now, it sucks because this was Cleveland's year, but they're experiencing some of that right now.
Have you ever dealt with any kind of toe injury that kept you out?
I can't recall. Yeah, I've been fortunate. I had a pretty good body. Most of my injuries that kept me out were serious, or it was a hamstring, or something that was like, you know, shoulder, ankle, or pop, just want to rest us. But most of them, luckily, I don't think I had a toe that kept me out. So maybe when I was younger, high school, playing football or basketball. But outside of that, yeah, I was lucky. My hands and feet. I did have finger injuries or fractures or metacarpal, so yeah, but I don't recall a toe.
Odyssey insider, NBA insider Danny Green joining us on the show, three-time champion. Danny, like, is Kenny pulling all the right levers? Is there something that he's mistaking or missing here in these first two games of this series, Kenny Atkinson?
He's pulling what he can, right now. I mean, if those other three guys are sitting out again, he might have to open the rotation a little more just to get some bodies, to get some freshness and use some fouls. I don't know if you use Javonte Green or not, but they need a little more physicality. Neesmith, Mather, and those guys picked up full court and changed the game, you know. And, you know, Zidane was just tired, and they wore him down. So they did their job. Now they got to go in and at least get this first one to make it somewhat of a series and hopefully give guys an opportunity to get healthier, get back, and try to steal two on the road.
Are we as fans allowed to complain about things like lane violations, or do you find that to be not really relevant in
absolutely.
Big moments?
Fans can complain about whatever they want, but definitely when I saw the things that was happening, I thought for sure some of them could have been lane violations. But still, at the end of the day, you can prevent these things. These are small things you practice and practice by boxing out, getting your body in front of guys or staying in front of guys and making them run through you instead of alongside of them. So, yes, I thought there were some things that were missed, but that's part of the game. It's part of the playoffs. And you can't allow those things. You can't put yourself in a position to where they can be capitalized on.
Danny Green, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, joined us on the hotline. Not sure you faced a situation like this in San Antonio where you lost the first two games at home as, you know, the higher seed. But with that said, mentally, what is this going to be like for the Cavs now with the extra days, not playing again till Friday? Is that enough time for guys to maybe get treatment, heal up, and the coach and organization put a positive spin on how they can do this? Or mentally, might they have been taken out of the series?
The mental part of it is a big play, and it did hurt them, but it gives them time to hopefully heal up, and definitely gives time for Donovan and the other guys to rest that actually did play. All it takes is one game to change the narrative or change your confidence. I don't think they lost confidence. They've shown that they can win and be up big, but they're not totally out of it, but it does not help. It is an uphill battle. And it's a step-by-step process that you can't skip any steps and you can't overlook any game. So, and Indiana said they're a good team, but they're also a team that is very capable of, they're vulnerable and they can have a bad game. And that game for them was one of their bad games that you're supposed to win. So you got to hope that they don't come out firing, you know, all cylinders and making shots to give your team a chance to win at least this first one.
Ty Jerome was great in that first series against Miami without Darius Garland. Now without Darius Garland, I know it's a different matchup. He's not been good. 1-for-14 last night. How do you get him going?
I think it's just different space for him. He's used to playing in his rotational rhythm, and that's coming with the bench. Now that he's starting, you know, it's a different space. That also takes time, but it's a numbers game, you know. Sometimes as a shooter, a lot of times, you're going to miss more than you make. That's for any player in the league, most players. Nobody's really shooting 60%. Very few shooting 50% or 50-plus. So it comes and goes in waves, especially cold spells. You got to hope you just shoot through it or find moments to you know, be more aggressive in. I'm sure he'll turn it around. I'm sure Kenny will figure it out. But ultimately, it was an adjustment period for him of going from off the bench and reading the game to starting and having different type of guys guarding him. When you're off the bench guy and you're like a fourth, fifth option guy, you're getting the team's third or fourth worst defender. It's very different than when you're getting the team's second best defender.
It has been nothing but upsets so far here in the second round. Have you changed your mind at all on who you think is going to match up in the NBA Finals or who's going to win it all?
I have not. I still think that Boston is going to be the one to come out of the East. I thought Cleveland was the team that can give them the most hell. I don't know how the injury is going to play out with that one. And then the West, I mean, yeah, changed my mind because obviously the two LA teams maybe look pretty bad. But OKC, I still think OKC can turn around and get it done.
Danny, we thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours, friend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Danny Green, Odyssey Sports NBA.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. So, like, there's a glimmer of hope there, but it's touch and go. A lot of people just want to stuff Ty Jerome at the end of the bench and never see him again. I mean, if Darius can't go, you're gonna need him. You're gonna need somebody, and you're gonna hope that he finds a shot. I mean, this was a team that had a 10-man rotation the entire year. I thought it would shrink in the postseason. It only shrank because of injury.
Yes.
You're going to need him now.
Yeah, I don't think you can close the book on Ty Jerome because you're going to need guys. You know, this was interesting. In game 7 of that James Harden series with the Clippers, you know, I kept wondering, why is Ty Lue trusting James Harden? And, you know, you look at the bench and Norm Powell's not doing anything. It's because, you know why? Because he knows that James Harden can get hot. So he played him at his own peril. It backfired. They lost. All right, season's over. So maybe people aren't going to love the comparison. But we all know Ty Jerome is capable of heating up. And in this series, they're going to need it, especially if guys are banged up and can't play to their levels, especially if Darius is going to test it and can't go. You got no other options. What are you going to do? You know, we can all laugh and joke about, oh, 4 minutes of Porter. I want to see more Porter. Okay. What are the odds? What are the odds if he gets 10 more minutes, those are going to be good minutes in a playoff series?
I enjoyed Craig Porter Jr. for his 4 minutes.
They needed it. They needed it in a big way. He contributed.
I don't really want to make that 14 at this juncture. I got to tell you
that. Got to stick with Jerome.
Ian Rappaport reporting today, just moments ago, that the Steelers are trading George Pickens, their wide receiver, to the Cowboys in a deal that should be official soon. So George Pickens is officially gone from Pittsburgh.
Can I beat all the Steelers to the punch with their homer take, especially Filippone?
Yeah, what?
Addition by subtraction. You're going to see a lot of that today. Even though all they were talking about was their new star-studded wide receiver tandem. And then the minute he gets traded, it's addition. You see, they're going to get better now because he was a circus.
Twitter reaction is brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Andrew Filippone, 9 a.m. today, tweets, source on George Pickens trade, quote, addition by subtraction.
Come on, that has to be a bit.
Champions pose!
No, I can't take it.
Champions pose!
I'm assuming, you know, he's been ripping us off for so many years, as is everybody at that station. I'm assuming...
Truth's the truth.
...that he was listening, and it's a bit.
You don't know anymore because he's robbed us of so many other things. What's the point?
That's a good point.
They congratulate callers on all their success.
Yep.
Which I guess passed on to a station in Baltimore now. So now it's the secret's
really?
Out. So yeah.
More things are going around the AFC North.
Uh-huh.
It's been syndicated. We got to get royalties on this finally. And now they're doing 1 second trivia? Is that true?
There you go.
Ridiculous.
It's just ripping us off.
It's better than 2 minute trivia, I guess.
Never made sense to me because you have your phone. You can look up the answers.
I feel like we're Gallagher and they're Gallagher's brother.
Gallagher
That's what
two?
I feel like. Yeah. There was a hole. Go look that up. That'll take you down a nice rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been teasing this for an hour, and I got to tell you guys about it. The city, which this is a Browns rendering. Chris Ronayne put this out there, and it got picked up by Scene. Scene put it out there as well. Chris Ronayne shared it. He's the county executive, Cuyahoga County. It is a stadium reveal of what a rendering of how Cleveland, how the Cleveland Browns would renovate existing Lakefront Stadium. Daryl said, it looks just like the one I saw 2 years ago, meaning Daryl saw it 2 years ago.
Ooh,
congratulations on all your insider success, Daryl. There you go.
Scoopage.
It's like Frank Lloyd Wright and Daryl. He's the Adam Schefter of architecture. So anyway, I saw this renovation, and people were like, well, Ken, I was walking around the hallway, and somebody said, well, Ken, it's the Browns rendering. And I go, okay, but the city should have came up with something better because this is not good. This, if you can see it anywhere, it's all over the place now. I've been a fan of other things. I've been a fan of other renderings. Because this looks like a giant Adirondack chair. You had the big sombrero. This would be the giant Adirondack chair. I'll try to explain this as best I can. Describe it as best I can.
Yeah, this is good.
It is the existing stadium, and it feels like they just took the front of what they did to glass in Rocket Arena. They made it bigger and put it on either side so it's square, and then they took wood and made it, like, what are them things that are sitting in people's backyards that they
pergola.
Put up? Pergola, thank you. It looks like a giant pergola on either side. That's all they did.
Owen's
that's all this
been
is.
Been waiting for 20 years to be on the radio and him flex and, his muscles.
Yep. Guys,
thank you.
I have a rendering of what I'm doing to the patio I built last summer, and it looks
this is a giant
strangely
pergola.
Like this, it's and Daryl did not have that.
Forget the giant Adirondack chair. It's the big pergola. That's what this stadium would be.
Can we get some stamp on the back?
Of course. We've got to stamp the patio.
Love
concrete.
The stamp patio.
If they wanted support for this, boy, they needed to come up with their own rendering.
You see the Japanese maples they've planted around it.
I've been pruning, and I had to watch two videos to learn how to prune those things.
You got to take care of them.
Are those arborvitaes I see at the back of the end zone?
You know, the hydrangeas need a lot more sun than you think they're going to need.
Yeah, this is...
All right, Kane, did they do this on purpose? Was this a tank job?
I don't know if it was a tank job, but this is not...
Was this a 2015 Cleveland Browns tank job?
Have you seen the price of lumber lately,
One
Anthony?
Looks good. Yeah, this is true. I bet this is Douglas fir. I bet this would be Douglas fir. They built domes, the dome at Northern Michigan. Douglas fir. Up there. That's good wood there, buddy. That's going to stand the test of time. And that's right up there on Lake Superior. So this is on Lake Erie. This will hold.
Is there room for a hammock?
It's the Firktory of Saturday.
You get a giant hammock that goes across, and there's your dome.
Well, that's the dome that can protect them from the elements.
You go, guys.
That has to be cheaper.
I sure as hell hope so, because that's what the rendering looks
like.
Not a good rendering, man.
You get one of those pieces of fabric that you can pull to the left or to the right, and it texture with shade throughout the day.
So there you go. You're going to see this go around, and I can't find a lot of people who like it. Oh, can I say another thing? Guys, we'll get deeper into the Akron thing. Yeah, I know. Akron is not eligible because of academics for a bowl game. That, guess what? They weren't going to a bowl game anyway.
Oh, come on.
It's a terrible, terrible embarrassment. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm embarrassed. I am embarrassed by it. I know you guys all want me to address it. I'm addressing it. It's another sad chapter in the football history for the football team. They should probably go to FCS, but we don't need to talk about that right now. We'll talk about it another time. Can I ask you a question before we go? The big rotations that Kenny Atkinson has, 9, 10, 11 deep during the regular season. Is there a chance that costs them at all during this series? Because you got guys gassed playing 35 minutes. I know they're asking more of them physically during these 35, 36 minutes. Does having that big of a rotation maybe hurt you because guys aren't ready to go that long?
Like they haven't been prepared for the gauntlet?
That's all I'm asking. You don't have to answer it now.
Yeah, let me ask around. Let me do that.
Okay.